Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn about someone very important. They are our parents, dad and mom. All right, we have a very interesting guest here, Stephen Turban. Hi, Stephen, 你好。
Hey, Xiaolan, 你好。
Right, Stephen is a senior student at Harvard University, and he speaks fluent Chinese. And we think he is very suitable to talk about his parents.
Yeah, well, you know, I love my parents.
We all do.
You know, Mom, this is dedicated to you.
All right. Gosh, she's going to have tears in her eyes
now.
I know,
constantly. She cries a lot. It's something.
Okay, let's discover more about your lovely parents in a sec. Okay.
All the tears. All the tears.
All right. The way to say parent, of course, there are many ways to describe them. The easiest one, 爸妈。
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 爸妈is 爸 is dad, and 妈 is mom. So, 爸妈。
爸妈。
爸妈。So you can say, oh, my parents, 我爸妈。
我爸妈。
And it's quite a casual way. It's more like my dad and my mom. So, 我爸妈。
我爸妈。
My parents. And then when you say you want to be a formal, a little bit more formal, we say 父母。
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 Yeah. 父 is father. 母is mother. So, 父母。
父母。
父母。And the character 父母 is very interesting. It's actually originally the shape of a woman holding the babies.
Oh, cool.
Feeding them.
Cool, wow.
Yeah, breastfeeding. So, when we say 父母, that's very formal. Mm. And then you normally use that in the articles when you write creative writing in the school or when you want to be more respectful. So, oh, cool. You say 父母。
父母。
If you really want to be even more respectful, you say 父母亲。
父母亲。
父母亲。And 亲 means dear.
Oh,
so,
okay.
My dear parents, dear, 父母亲。Yeah.
Now, does that work with 小兰亲?
No, it doesn't work that way. No, Stephen 亲, no.
Darn.
You can try harder.
Okay.
Right, so, 父亲 is...Dear father, my great father, like, 父亲。
父亲。
母亲。
母亲。
What is 母亲 then?
母亲 then would be like my dear mother.
My dear mother, a very respectful way of describing your mother.
Yeah.
And then normally you write that in a tearful article about my dear mother.
My dear mother.
Yeah.
母亲。
Yeah, 母亲。Yeah, so when you describe the parents together, we say 父母亲。
父母亲。
Yeah, and then... 爸妈, it's a very casual way, so we say, dad, hi, 爸.
Hi, 爸.
Hi, and then, or sometimes you double them, 爸爸.
爸爸.
Yeah, 爸爸. Have you heard about that? 爸爸,
爸爸 yeah.
Yeah, and then sometimes you say, 妈妈.
妈妈.
妈妈, that's the same as mommy.
Oh, okay.
So very informal, and normally when you say 妈妈, you tend to be like a child. You say, mommy.
Yeah.
That type of thing. But when you are a teenager, you say, hey, mom.
Mom! I just shout it really angrily, but I guess I hear other people say other things.
Yeah, that's right. So it depends on the relations or the time of the day.
Totally. Yeah, it's a morning time, just, Mom!
That's right. Morning, Dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Or,
hey, Dad.
The moment when you need a bit more pocket money, I say, hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Ba.
My loving father, my 父亲.
My 父亲, exactly. Exactly. That's the time when you use 父亲. All right. And then, you know, Chinese people, they are very respectful with each other's parents because there is a society when people respect the elderly, especially someone's parents, grandparents. So you don't really call your friend's dad or mom. A very polite way, they say, 令尊.
令尊.
令尊. It's the polite way to describe someone's father. And then,
interesting.
So 令 means 令. Yours.
Okay.
You are, okay? It's a very formal ancient way. Modern people don't normally say that. They don't use this word individually much.
Okay.
But when you say 令尊, it's a very, very common, especially...
令尊.
Yeah, in like invitations or in the letters. So 令尊.
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 令尊,
is yours. 尊, that means the respectful.
尊, okay.
So you are respectful.
Oh, interesting. You're respectful.
Yeah, you are respectful is the way to be very, very respectfully to describe someone's father.
And again, I couldn't just say 令尊亲.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You can try, but
darn it, man.
No one will understand
I'm really
you.
Trying to invent new Chinese, and this is just not working.
Yeah, Chinese is very creative, but not that creative.
Not that creative, darn it.
Right, so 令尊.
令尊.
Yeah, and to describe someone's mother, you need to be very respectful too. So we say 令堂.
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 令堂. 令 is your, yep. The same as 令尊. 堂 is the second tone.
Oh, okay. 堂.
And 堂. And the meaning of 堂 is actually the auditorium.
Oh, wait, so your auditorium.
Your auditorium
is... Interesting connotation.
It is. Yeah, so 令堂.
令堂.
Yeah, auditorium, the grand hall. So,
wow, okay.
Oh, so that's your great...
Cool, I'm not going to forget that. That's
great. So 令堂.
令堂.
Right, that's only for someone else's parents. When you talk about your own parents, even if you respect them, you love them dearly, you call them 父亲母亲, you actually, you have to show how humble you are. So you call your father, if you describe, hey, Xiaolan, my father, in this case, you said 家父.
家父.
家 is home.
Yep.
My home. 父 is father. So 家父,
家父.
My humble father.
So is that, I would say that if I was talking to my father or if...
No, you only say that when you talk to your other friends.
About
your dad.
Okay, like telling a story about my 家父.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you tell your friends a story about your mother, you say 家母.
家母.
Yeah, and when you tell a story about your friend's father, you say 令尊.
令尊.
And when you tell a story about your friend's mother, 令堂.
令堂.
You see, Chinese people are very sophisticated and very complicated.
Wow, very complicated.
So even just parents, we already learned 爸妈.
爸妈.
爸爸妈妈.
爸爸妈妈.
父亲.
父亲.
母亲.
母亲.
父母亲.
父母亲.
令尊.
令尊.
令堂.
令堂.
家父.
家父.
家母.
家母.
Okay, so today we learn a lot of different ways to describe your parents. And in Chinese tradition, it's important that you know the context and you call them accordingly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people may consider you being a little bit rude or are not really understanding the social context. Thank you, Stephen, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You can log on our website, talk.chinesey.com. You can save the words and then you can repeat and practice and then also download the recap video, download the recap worksheet to enhance your study. I hope you enjoyed it and please don't forget to rate us, review us and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.